Right now, we'll go to New Hampshire, where we get a lot of calls and a lot of viewers and listeners there. Kevin's on the line. Kevin, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Hey, Danny. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, my pleasure. What's going on there? You're looking at a few repairs, I see.
Yeah, I've got a stucco, exterior stucco home, and I've got a couple of areas where I really need to patch those from ice damage and other things. And was wondering if you could recommend a product for patching, and also the best way to go about matching the paint to the house.
Okay. Let's see. Do you know if it's ever been painted before?
It has.
Okay.
It has.
All right. All right. Good. Well, you know, first of all, like any kind of repair that you do, whether it's interior or exterior, you need to, you know, make sure that anything that is loose, any of the loose material is removed. And then that's going to determine at that point whether you're talking about an eighth of an inch, quarter inch, 1 inch, however much of a buildup you will need to repair that. And then there's various stucco finishes. I know our friends at Quikrete have a lot of different stucco repair products. But Joe, I know you've been involved in a lot of those. It's still a little tricky to match up that texture. You almost have to kind of play with it a little bit. It has a little bit of working time to work that texture right out, but sometimes you have to let it dry a little and play with it, let it dry a little more, yeah, step back and look at it. It's not the easiest thing in the world, is it?
Yeah, Kevin, the matching the paint is going to be one concern, but more often it's matching the texture because you don't want it to be pretty obvious, right? So, but as Danny said, Quikrete does make a pre-mixed stucco. I think they just call it stucco patch. And it comes in a little bucket. I think it's about $8 a quart. It works really well. What I love about it is, first, it dries dries so it's still flexible, not really hard. So if there's any expansion or contraction, it can handle it. And it also has a texture in it, like a sand. I don't know if it's actually sand, but it has some kind of texture and it blends well with the original stucco. But those products, that product and similar products, are typically only good for cracks and holes up to about a quarter inch wide, right? So beyond that, you'd probably either have to find some other product, which I'm not sure exists, or you'd have to mix up some stucco, some actual stucco. And as far as mixing, getting it to match the paint, you're going to be putting new paint on a section of wall that is going to have weathered paint, right, Kev? So
yeah,
I think you're going to have to paint either an entire wall or an entire section. I'm not sure. I guess what I would do is I would patch it as well as I could and try to match the texture. And I would just paint that one area and see if it looks okay. If it blends in with the rest of the wall, fine. Otherwise, you might have to paint the whole wall.
Especially if you can get just a small piece of it, Kevin. You know, they can do the computer matching really well. And I would go ahead and buy a gallon, probably a flat acrylic latex. And as Joe mentioned, just paint that immediate area and see what it looks like. But, you know, worst case scenario, you have to paint that one wall of your house, one side of your house. The good news is, I'll tell you what, when you put a good quality acrylic latex over stucco, man, it can last 10 or 15 years sometimes, you know, if you don't have any further problems with the stucco turning loose. So, and, you know, then when you get a chance, paint the rest of the house. But it's fairly easy to apply it to stucco. And again, it'll last a long time.
All right, guys. Well, thanks. I really appreciate the help and wish me luck.
Hey, absolutely.
Yeah, good luck.
Best of luck to you on that. I'm sure it'll turn out well, Kevin. And if we can help you any other way, let us know.
Thank you.
All right, our pleasure.
I did want to mention, I brought up if it's a larger crack or hole, you're going to need to mix up some stucco. And for anyone who's interested, traditional stucco is three parts sand, one part Portland cement, and one quarter part lime. So that's the recipe if you want to mix it up and apply it. And you always apply it to a dampened surface, and that's true of almost any masonry product. You know, you want to dampen a surface, just mist it with water or a garden hose, and then apply it, because what will happen is if you apply it, any masonry product, even stucco, to a dry surface, it's going to suck the moisture out of it.
Yeah.
It'll dry too quickly, it'll crack more readily and earlier, so that's just another little tip get out, brush out all the dust, mist it, and then apply the stucco.
Yeah, a lot of different types of stucco out there too, where you have the old traditional stucco that, you know, has been around for centuries basically, and then the newer versions where you have foam board behind it, which
right.
has a much thinner texture, and most of that is a very smooth type of texture, didn't have much of that. So it's still basically the same process when you're redoing it, but we also have several articles and videos online at todayshomeowner.com.